I haven't talked about psoriatic arthritis yet, and there's plenty of information that was presented at EULAR as well. So this particular story was a retrospective Dutch study, and it investigated whether inflammation in patients with psoriatic arthritis may also be present in their vascular system. And to cut to the chase, the vascular inflammation was detected by 18 FDG PET CT using target to background ratio of the aorta, which has been found to be a reliable and reproducible measure. So this analysis included 75 psoriatic arthritis patients with an active peripheral arthritis from an ongoing clinical trial, and with a median age of 53, a median swollen joint count of 3, and a mean affected body surface of 1. This cohort was compared with a control group of 40 melanoma patients without distant metastasis who neither had autoimmune disease nor were treated with checkpoint inhibitors. So this was presented by Dr. Nienke Kleinrissink from the UMC Utrecht in the Netherlands, and she commented on the baseline characteristics with, quote, "We found no difference in age, blood pressure, or gender, but patients with psoriatic arthritis had slightly higher BMI than the control group." Both groups comprised about 57% of men, and about 15% had prior cardiovascular disease. The results showed significantly increased vascular inflammation in psoriatic arthritis patients versus controls, not only when evaluating the entire aorta, which was significant, but also in its 5 different subsegments. These findings remained significant after multivariate analysis that corrected for traditional cardiovascular risk factors, including age, gender, BMI, and mean arterial pressure. Dr. Kleinrissink also said, quote, "We also measured clinical features of disease activity, such as tender joints count, swollen joints count, enthesitis index, BSA-affected psoriasis, and inflammation parameters, but these were not associated with vascular inflammation assessed on PET or CT." In her summary, she said that the study might confirm that in psoriatic arthritis, there is indeed systemic inflammation going on. Dr. Kleinrissink concluded that, quote, "It would be very interesting for future studies to assess the effect of psoriatic arthritis treatment on vascular inflammation," end quote. Seems like it makes a lot of sense to me.